My name is Craig Winan. I'm the Division Marketing Manager for John Deere Sprayers.
All right, Craig. Well, tell us, we're here at the Commodity Classic in Tampa, Florida. Tell us what is new with John Deere Sprayers.
New with John Deere Sprayers, this year we have a 4930 sprayer. It's our largest sprayer that we manufacture. It's 325 horsepower, 1,200-gallon tank, solution tank on the back of that, up to 120-foot wide boom. So it's a tremendously productive machine. That's our new machine for the year. The machine that we have here at the show is a 4720 sprayer, more apt to the farmer-producer customer that we have. It's got an 800-gallon tank on it. You can get it in stainless steel or poly, 90-foot boom on it. This machine is really tailored to the corn and soybean producer in the Midwest, cotton producer in the South, but it is more of a producer machine rather than a commercial machine.
Would you say this is your most popular sprayer then?
This is our most popular sprayer that we manufacture, yes.
Okay. I mean, how do the growers like this machine?
The growers really like this machine. The things that make this machine the seller is the industry leader from a market share standpoint in the class that it's in. The things that we talk about on this machine and what growers really like is the ride characteristics of this machine. The machine suspension system is designed after an aircraft landing on the deck of an aircraft carrier. So, and what's important about the suspension system is that not only does it keep the customer comfortable, but it also keeps your boom stable when you're applying chemicals. If you have a boom that is too unstable, I'll call it, you can have problems with drift, you can have problems with misapplying chemicals. And so with our suspension system and the ride that we have, not as well as with the boom suspension, it allows the product to be applied to the target, you know, the crop, corn, soybeans, whatever it might be, the most efficiently it can.
What else would you like producers to know? I mean, if this is the industry leader, I mean, how can you improve upon this?
We can do a couple of things. We've got a couple of, we always have projects on the books that we're working on. We always have improvements that we'll make to machines. And later this year, we'll be introducing some new machines in about the August time frame. So I think producers will really like what they see in some new machines that we have coming. The 4930, I can just speak to that, what we have there. Is the beauty of that machine is that it's really for the commercial operator or the very large producer, corn and soybean producer, cotton producer, that has a lot of acreage. Tremendously productive machine, up to, we've got producers doing 230, 250 acres an hour with that machine, with the size of the boom. But not only, we call it a 3-2-1 strategy. You've got three products that you can put out, or three seasons that you can use that machine in, a pre, a post, and a fall application with two products, both a wet and a dry. So you can take the wet solution system off of the back of the machine and put a dry material spreader on the back to spread ag lime, all your fertilizers, potash, NAP, DAP, whatever it might be. As well as, so you have a wet system that you can do your burn down or your pre-work with. Then you can take that off and put your box on and put out your fertilizer and your fall application with one chassis. So an investor from a producer standpoint, he's investing and he's managing his assets a little better and his invested capital by being able to buy that machine, take it and do multiple levels of work, wet, dry, pre, post, or fall applications with one machine. So from an asset intensity standpoint, makes a lot of sense for the operator.
What about service support?
Service support is probably one of the things that we're very fortunate to have, and that's our John Deere dealer organization. By far, it's one of the industry leading, not only in the agriculture world, but in all of the service industry. Our dealer strength is tremendously, it is what's gotten us where we are today, and we can't give enough credit to our dealer organization and the work that they do to support the products, represent our company to the local farmer, local producer, local ag retailer. You know, they take care of our products, they take care of their customers, and they represent our company very well, and we're very fortunate to have them.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Craig.